Its current state on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Thanks for joining us. The moose is one of the largest and most elusive land animals in North America. Its habitat extends from Alaska south to Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Moose were once found in both the Upper and Lower Peninsulas. Now they're concentrated in a few isolated areas of the state. In recent years, scientists have watched an alarming drop in the moose population in Michigan and in Minnesota. One possible explanation may be an increase in winter ticks. These are parasites that feed on the blood of moose, elk, and caribou. Now, the rise in ticks may be attributed to warmer temperatures, which could be further evidence of global warming. Here to talk about the status of moose in Michigan is Paul Brown. He's the chief of natural resources at Isle Royale National Park, way up north above the UP and Lake Superior. Paul Brown, welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
Talk to us about the contribution that moose make to the ecosystem of Isle Royale. What place do they occupy?
Moose are our primary herbivore on the island, and so the moose make a significant impact on the overall forest ecology by the way that they browse and what they eat. They affect what the landscape of the island actually looks like.
And in recent years, I mean, moose were once found both in the upper and the lower peninsula here. How many moose are known to be in Michigan now?
Well, if you count Isle Royale, there's around 1,500. Isle Royale occupies just 1% of the land mass of the Upper Peninsula, but holds 65% of the state's moose population.
Wow, okay.
So there's roughly 1,000 moose on Isle Royale, which is the long-term average for the last 60 years. And there are about 400 in the western Upper Peninsula and about 100 moose in the eastern Upper Peninsula. So Isle Royale makes a significant portion of that Michigan population.
I guess so. According to an article published this week in Great Lakes Echo, this is a publication of the Knight Center for Environmental Journalism here at MSU, quote, moose numbers studied in the western Upper Peninsula between 1997 and 2007 showed a growth rate of about 10% a year, but now that rate has slowed to about 2%. Scientists believe this may be traced to an infestation of winter ticks. What role are these ticks playing?
Well, ticks are a parasite that feed on the blood of moose. So there are some anecdotal evidence that suggests that heavy infestations can actually cause the death of the animal outright. Typically what happens is you just get this heavy parasite load that weakens the animal and makes them more susceptible to predation. It affects their winter coats, and so they're more susceptible to winter weather. And just generally it's an overall decline in their health based on the tick infestation.
And
some of these animals can have, 10,000 or more ticks. So you can imagine if you had, one tick is irritating to us. You can imagine what it'd be like to have 10,000 of them on you all winter long.
And is it clear to you that the ticks are increasing in numbers because it's getting warmer?
I wouldn't go that far. There is some evidence that suggests that warm weather allows ticks to survive better and extend their range more north. And so we're getting to see more ticks in areas that you hadn't previously been seeing them as much. There is a lot of evidence to suggest that warmer weather is definitely allowing ticks to survive better and causing more problems with the animals that they affect, both winter ticks and other tick species.
We're talking with Paul Brown, who is talking to us from Isle Royale National Park. Paul is the chief of natural resources at Isle Royale. Paul, to what degree can we tell the difference between natural selection and man-made ecological disruption? Do you see that playing, what of those do you see playing out on Isle Royale?
I think it really just is very specific to the issue at hand. There are some things which seem to point toward man-made influences. There are other things that are natural variation.
Can you give us an example of each one?
Well, we think that there is a couple species of fish that live on Isle Royal that may have disappeared because of rising water temperatures on the inland lakes. So these lakes are getting too warm in the summertime, and they're above the known lethal temperature for the animals.
Are these are these fish that our listeners would be aware of?
Well, they're a species that people would be familiar with. We're not done with our study yet, so we're not really ready to describe in detail what we think is happening. But that is something that we're actively researching on the island, is that we may have had a species go extinct relative to warming water temperatures. But that's still data that's being processed right now.
You can't identify the fish then?
I can, but I'd rather not at this point, where it's, like I said, we haven't finally analyzed all of our data yet.
Okay.
We're not willing. Just because we haven't found them doesn't mean that they're not there.
Okay.
And so
understood.
So we've been looking for them for the last 3 years and haven't found a single individual. But, you know, we could be looking in the wrong place. So we're working with actually Eastern Michigan University is going to hopefully be partnering with us next year to do some eDNA work, similar to what they did with the carp in the Great Lakes, to look for genetic presence of the animals.
Very interesting. And what about man-made ecological disruption? You've given us an environmental one. What about civilization?
Well, habitat loss is always a big issue. There's a lot of ecological changes. For the moose, for example, pre-1800s, there were a lot more moose. People came into the Great Lakes region and logged the area, making the habitat better for white-tailed deer. So white-tailed deer populations exploded. White-tailed deer are a carrier for a nematode parasite called brainworm. Brainworm doesn't generally kill white-tailed deer, but it's extremely fatal to moose. And so you see this major change in habitat, which makes the moose less likely to live in an area. And then you get this parasite load from the carriers of the deer. And so you can see man-made changes have some direct effects on wildlife populations as well.
What's your biggest single environmental concern involving Isle Royal?
Increasing temperatures. We have a lot of things that live on the island that are very cold adapted. We have plant species that are called Arctic disjuncts that live around the Great Lakes region because it's kind of artificially cold. They're things that normally live several thousand miles more north, but because of the unique temperature climate we have on Isle Royal, we have things there that don't exist anywhere else, at least in the Great Lakes region. And so temperature changes and warming weather is something that we're pretty concerned with.
Of course, Isle Royal figures into this very interestingly because of the fact that moose around the island at all in the first place dates back, if I remember, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's because of one year that the lake froze over and moose were able to emigrate to the island. Do I have that right?
Possibly. It's hard to nail it down exactly. One thing, moose very rarely walk across the ice, so it's more likely that moose swam to the island than it is for them to have walked across the ice. And just a behavioral adaptation. Caribou walk across ice quite a bit, moose not so much. So our moose population on Isle Royal is thought to have come to the island at around the turn of the century in 1900. There's also some speculation that those animals may have been brought there artificially by people that wanted to establish a population for hunting. So there's some history that we're not entirely sure about how the moose got to Isle Royal.
We appreciate the clarification, and we appreciate your time. Paul Brown is the Chief of Natural Resources at Isle Royal National Park. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.